This is VOA News. Funeral services were held in Afghanistan Saturday for victims of Friday's suicide bomb attack on a Shiite mosque in the southern city of Kandahar. It killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 70. Islamic State's Amaq news agency said late Friday that two of its members fatally shot security guards at the entrance to the mosque before blowing themselves up inside with hundreds of worshippers present. Taliban officials vowed to bolster security at the Shiite mosques on Saturday. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered as the victims were buried by their families. United Nations Security General spokesman Stefan Dujarric described the attack in a statement as despicable and said the attackers must be brought to justice. It is the second consecutive week an attack occurred at a Shiite mosque and was claimed by Islamic State. 46 people were killed in an October 9th attack on a mosque in northern Afghanistan. The attacks are fueling concerns that Islamic State, an adversary of the Taliban and the West, is enlarging its base in Afghanistan since the withdrawal of the United States and allied troops from the country in August. Southeast Asian countries will invite a non-political representative from Myanmar to a regional summit this month, delivering an unprecedented snub to the military leader who led a coup against an elected civilian government in Myanmar in February. The decision was taken by foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It's a rare, bold step for the consensus-driven bloc. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And you're listening to VOA News from Washington. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton's health is improving, but he will remain in a California hospital for at least another night to receive antibiotics for a urological infection that spread to his bloodstream, according to a spokesman. The 75-year-old Clinton, who served as president of the United States from 1993 to 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday evening after suffering from fatigue. He spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday. New Zealand held an 8-hour vaxathon on Saturday in which at least 2.5% of New Zealand's population was vaccinated for COVID-19. That's according to preliminary data showing 124,669 people were inoculated in the country of 4.9 million. Also Saturday, Russia reported 1,002 COVID-19 deaths. It's the first time daily fatalities that have topped 1,000 in the country since the pandemic began. Record numbers of daily deaths have repeatedly been set over the past few weeks in Russia. The Russian government efforts to accelerate the pace of vaccinations with incentives such as bonuses and lotteries have been thwarted by widespread distrust of vaccines and conflicting information from officials. The Russian government said earlier this week that about 29% of the country's nearly 146 million people had been fully vaccinated. In the United States, a panel of health advisors on Friday recommended the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorize a second shot of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for anyone who has received the single-dose inoculation. The panel expressed concerns that Americans who received the shot are not as protected as those who were given a two-dose vaccination from drug makers Pfizer or Moderna. Britain's interior minister has ordered an immediate review of the security arrangements for the country's lawmakers following the killing Friday of Conservative Member of Parliament David Amos, who was stabbed multiple times in a suspected Islamist terrorist attack. He was stabbed during an open meeting with constituents in Leon C. Essex, some 65 kilometers east of London. He was the second British MP to have been murdered in the past 5 years, and his death has prompted nationwide horror and outrage. Politicians across political divides have been praising him as a hardworking public servant who prioritized the needs of his constituents over advancing his own career. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.